And now joining us for this news review is Robert Fantina, author, activist, and journalist, joining us out of Kitchener, Ontario, and Rachel Silverstein, journalist and political commentator, joining us out of Seattle, Washington. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for joining us on the program here. Mr. Fantina, I'm going to go ahead and start with you, sir. Your thoughts on the so-called deal of the century, and then who is Jared Kushner, and how is he in any way qualified to handle something like this?
Well, the deal of the century is a complete farce. The Palestinians who are most impacted by it have not been consulted in it. It is Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu simply deciding the fate of millions of people that they don't care about. Jared Kushner is, of course, Donald Trump's son-in-law. He has no qualifications for this. He is a close personal friend of Benjamin Netanyahu. He has invested significant amounts of money in illegal Israeli settlements. So he is certainly not an unbiased broker. And again, the fact that the Palestinians have no say in this is remarkable, that anyone would consider this a deal. It is a deal that impacts the Palestinian people. They are the only ones who can determine their future, who can determine their method of government.
And Mr. Silverstein, I'm going to let you get your opening thoughts. And sir, go ahead, please.
Well, from what we know about this proposed deal, it does not include a Palestinian state for the Palestinians. That makes it disqualified out of the box. I would characterize this as a poison deal rather than the deal of the century. So far, that what they're saying is that they had to think outside the box, and the two-state solution is a failed solution, which I would agree with, by the way. They're not proposing anything that's even remotely acceptable to the Palestinians. And in addition, I would warn the Sunni states like Saudi Arabia and others that their collaboration with Israel and their renunciation of the Palestinian cause is also going to sound a death knell for Palestinian nationalism, for Palestinian rights. And they really have betrayed the Palestinian cause. And that is absolutely pathetic within the Arab world. And I would hope that the United Nations, EU, and others would agree that this deal is dead on arrival.
And Mr. Fantina, you see Hamas's Ismail Haniyeh, he's saying it's more important now than ever for Palestinian factions and Palestinians and you know, pretty much all Palestinians to unite against this deal, almost implying that this deal might try to throw some attractive bones at some factions or some, you know, some groups of the Palestinians to try to entice them into, you know, thinking it's an attractive deal, but they should take it at face value that it's something out of Washington, and there's nothing Washington wants good for Palestinians when it comes to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Yes, I agree with that. Washington does not want anything good for the Palestinians. They simply want to give all of Palestine to Israel. The United States has made it very difficult for the Palestinians over the last several decades, and most recently in Donald Trump's cuts to United Nations agencies that serve Palestinians. The situation in Gaza, especially, but also in the West Bank, has been desperate, as it has been in refugee camps around the world for Palestinians. So I think that he is hoping that by, as you say, throwing a small bone to the Palestinians, they say, well, this is better than what we have, so let's grab it. What he doesn't take into consideration is the long history of resiliency that the Palestinians have demonstrated since 1947. And they have never given in, they have never surrendered, and I don't think they're going to this time, regardless of how difficult things are for them and how whatever small enticements Washington may throw to them. Also, it's worth noting that in the United States, things are shifting. The Democratic Party is no longer marching in lockstep with the Republican Party in its fawning adoration of apartheid Israel, and that's a significant change, and I think that's something also that Palestinians are aware of and will see as an encouraging sign.
And Mr. Silverstein, Donald Trump's administration, tell me one thing that they've shown since they've been in office that they really care about the Palestinian cause. We saw the Al Quds move, unprecedented settlement expansion, everything you can mention, cutting aid to the refugees. Anything that Washington could have done or could actually not done to show that it cares one bit about the Palestinians, it failed to do. Why does it want to propose this deal of the century at this point now?
Well, I think that the they view the deal of the century as thinking outside the box, and in their view, that means destroying the Palestinian cause and giving Israel everything that it wants. I want to also point out that this deal really tries to interpret the conflict as an economic issue rather than a political issue. It attempts to completely eradicate the political dimension, and that means eliminating Palestinian agency and Palestinian rights, and it substitutes sort of bribery that, by the way, the United States is not even going to be paying this bribe. It's going to be the Saudis that are going to be pumping, you know, I've heard numbers as high as $800 billion into various states that are supposed to relieve Israel of its responsibility for creating millions of Palestinian refugees in countries like Lebanon, Syria, and Jordan. So this is absolutely false way of interpreting this conflict, which is really based on political power and giving the Palestinian their rights, and they're trying to abscond from that and say we can buy off the Palestinians and buy off the Arabs and we'll buy our way into peace, which is absolutely ridiculous.